Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
I'm Skylar Smith, your host of How About Them Chiefs. In today's episode, or weekly episode, I'm going to have my brother Stu on as a guest and co-host, and we're going to go ahead and talk about the coronavirus, how it's impacting our lives and the people around us, and hoping you guys are all staying safe out there, being quarantined now, and also having enough toilet paper. I don't understand why you need so much toilet paper, but I guess everyone's afraid they're going to run out. And at the same time, I'm hoping you guys are staying safe. And we're going to go ahead and talk about the CBA contract, what the new NFL contract is going to have now with impact for the NFL upcoming seasons and this upcoming season. Now they're going to have a 10-year contract. They're going to extend the season, the playoffs. I'll get into that with my brother. And we'll also talk about the free agency. It started yesterday. There were some crazy trades out there. We saw the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien, make a move that is really a head scratcher to me, sending Hopkins to the Cardinals for just a second-round pick and David Johnson. But we'll get into that. I know it just came in now because it's March 18th. I've seen a report that the reason why he was getting rid of Hopkins, their all-pro wide receiver who's three straight years of doing that, is because he was going to plan on holding out. Because obviously he wants more money because he's seeing all the receivers getting top dollar. And I think the Texans knew they couldn't afford him and knew that Deshaun Watson's contract's coming up, and that's probably why they moved on. It's just still a head-scratcher to me. That's all they got for him. But at the same time, I guess they couldn't get any takers. I don't understand it, but we'll go into that. I'll also talk about the rest of the free agency and all other trades and rumors that's been swirling around. We know now that Tom Brady now, where he's going to be going, so I'll get into that. Also, we'll talk about the Chiefs' decision. What are we going to do with Sammy Watkins and Chris Jones? At the moment, it's March 18th today. I know by 4 p.m. is the deadline. Are we going to go ahead and cut Sammy? Are we going to trade him? We'll get into that and tell you exactly what we think is going to happen. I'm being optimistic and think they're going to restructure his deal, but we'll see what happens. And we also have Chris Jones. We franchise tagged him, so we'll see what he likes to do. And I think we'll get a long-term deal like Frank Clark. That's what I believe, but at the same time, you never know. Might get some trade partners that Veach feels like it's a good thing to do. So without further ado, let's call my brother Stu and start this show.
Hello, are you there?
Absolutely. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm currently not affected by the coronavirus, so far so good.
Are you positive you're not affected by the coronavirus?
Nope. I'm not. I peed in the pregnancy test and it turned out negative, so I think I'm good.
Wow. I mean, speaking of the coronavirus, I mean, it's pretty crazy how fast it escalated. I mean, look back at it. The NBA is suspending their season. Major League Baseball is postponing their season. We got schools closed. We're working from home now. I went to the grocery store today just to get, like, a couple things. And it's like, there's no toilet paper anywhere. There's no bread anywhere. I don't understand. Have you had any of these issues going to the store?
For me, it's I'm not working regardless. Whether I'm working at home or at office, I don't work. I just, you know, I'm pathetic. So that doesn't matter either way, whether I have the leeway of that or not. But yeah, for me, we are out of toilet paper, and every time we try getting toilet paper, it's out. So looks like I'll be doing it in the backyard and using towels for the interim. So. Don't leave any towels by the Smith residence.
You know, it's crazy, too. Disneyland's even closed. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay, so I learned this today. There's been 3 days since 1950 since Disneyland has been closed. That is crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like 150 years it's been closed. I mean, it's been open. That's nuts. I think my math's correct.
One question I ask you, like, can you imagine if this happened during the Super Bowl?
You know what? Looking back now, I mean, that's the luck that as a Chiefs fan has. There's always something. That would have been terrible. Or think about, like, the NBA right now, right? Like, their season is, you know, suspended. Like, the perfect year for the Chiefs being ruined by a virus. we are very lucky, but that would not I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if something like that happened, but it didn't. So hopefully this year's not going to be canceled.
No, it looks like it's going through. I mean, I know they're talking about the NFL draft, maybe postponing it, but far as I know right now that it's still on head the right time right now. It's going to be about in April, like normal.
Yeah.
But I mean, Now, speaking of the CBA, I don't know if you saw the changes. It finally passed. So it was 1,019 votes to 959 votes that it passed. So now the CBA with the new rules, the league now will expand to 17 games starting in 2021 season. In 2020, this year, expanded to 14 teams in playoffs. So now we'll have one extra team on each side. They'll be in the wild card. So meaning that you have to win your conference, AFC. So basically, the Chiefs last year, if we did have the same format like they're proposing now, the Chiefs would have played the Steelers in the playoffs and not have a first-round bye. So basically now the top two seeds will get a bye and everyone else has to play another extra game. I really don't like it. What do you think of that?
So after today, how everything has gone down, which I know we're going to get into, I'm happy about it because by then it's official that Tom Brady will not be playing football anymore by that year. And not to mention, after today, there is not a single team that I'm afraid of in the AFC. So with that said, I'm not worried. I think we'll be the first seed for the next 10 to 15 years with Pat Mahomes. So I think we'll have a bye, which means other teams are going to have to play more games to play against Pat. So for me, I'm okay with it because we are the next dynasty coming through. So add more games. It's going to be, people are going to get more injured, but at the end of the day, all we need is Pat. And I think we're going to be fine.
I mean, so I honestly don't like it just because of an extra, like, not having that bye, which I thought was really huge, you know, for the Chiefs. But at the same time, like you said, I don't know what it's going to be like next year with this. I mean, and then also, too, if your team's just on the bubble, now you're going to make it. So, like, a crappy team, like a 7-9 team possibly is going to be in the playoffs now. That's why I don't really like
it. But think about this.
But also, it makes more football. The average fan's going to love it because you got more football going on. So
yes, we're junkies. We're football junkies. We need it in our veins. But now that the Chiefs are clearly the AFC favorites, it's great. Let these teams all beat the snot out of each other. By the time they play Kansas City, because we're going to get that first round bye. So for anything as you've looked at New England, the dynasty, right? They won every single year because they had the worst division in football. I mean, they had Matt Castle play quarterback and they still won the division. So like that, I really believe as of today, now that Tom Brady's out of New England, we have the shot of owning the AFC for the next 10 years until someone can really prove themselves. But like I said, I think of it as a good thing because either way, we're going to have the best team in our division because of Pat, and Tom Brady is now going to be playing in the NFC, which is perfect for us. And I don't think he realizes how tough the NFC is. So works out for us. That's my take on it.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing, it's going to be weird because next year they're not – the other thing, too, is like in doubt in 2021, they're going to – like I was saying, they're going to extend the regular season to one more game to 17 games. And so it's kind of weird because that means you're going to have an extra game at home or you're going to have an extra game being away. Like, I don't know how they're going to do that. I know there was rumors that saying they'll have more games at neutral sites maybe because, you know, or they're going to rotate every year. You know, you had – so many home games this year, you're gonna have more away games. I don't know how that's gonna work out, but I thought what was really interesting is that they said it's gonna be 2021 to 2023, but the CBA contract is 10 years. So I'm thinking after 2023, the owners are gonna want to have 18 games.
Yeah, well,
do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I think eventually they're gonna get rid of preseason and they're gonna make the XFL basically the preseason poll. That's what I think. I think that's how they're envisioning it. I think that's what's going to happen. But with that said, the style of the play the Chiefs play, it's not running the football where you're grinding down teams in your own offense. It's track meet. So by the time they're going to play 18, 19 games, all Pat needs is just a couple fast guys every single year that comes in and out of the league. We don't need to pay them a whole bunch, just guys that we can, you know, lease like New England has done for years. The style of play is going to work for the Chiefs in the long run. That's what I think.
Right. And then going back to the CBA, so I guess what they're going to do is, because if you add an extra game, you got to add more players on your team. It got to be at least the one thing. So they're going to increase the game day roster to 48 players now, and eight of them must be offensive linemen. They're going to increase, obviously, the minimum player salary, the increase the benefits for active and former players, and then also they're going to increase the practice squad. So lots of stuff going on. But the one thing that was alarming to some – I know some Chief fans that know this – is that the salary cap wasn't as high as we expected, because back in December they were informed that the team salary was going to go between $196 million to $201 million. So if you figure that's a perfect range, but with the total new salary cap now in place, that estimates that the Chiefs have $18.4 million in cap space available. So you figure that accounts for the money that the team will need to pay its five draft picks this year, but also it'll be enough to apply the franchise tag on Chris Jones, which we have already, which would be an additional $16.3 million if he signs it, which we'll find out tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a free agent. I know we franchise tagged him, but I'm really hoping the deal goes through. Along with that, we thought the franchise thought the salary cap would be more increased, so it's a little less. So now we have less money to spend. And the one thing I was really scared about, I don't know if you saw it, was the Chris Jones cryptic tweet that he sent out, that, you know, that he might not, you know, all is great to ever hear. I can't remember exact words, but are you any worried about the Chris Jones situation right now?
You know, of course I'm worried, because he's the best defensive player we have. And if you look at the NFL indexes, he was ranked the best defensive player in the NFL when he was on the football field. He single-handedly really stopped the 49ers that last drive. So of course I'm worried, but I mean, the thing that even makes me a little bit more concerned is that all the teams that were looking to get a pass rusher in the draft, the Colts, the 49ers, they all traded to get their guy the first day of the preseason, or the yeah, because yeah, so they got the guy from Armstead, I believe his name is, from the 49ers. He went to the Colts. And then right. I forgot the other guy who was – oh, yeah, the Colts got him, because that was one of the big rumor trades that the Chiefs were going to trade with the Colts to get some of their draft picks, and they were going to get Jones in return, because Jones is going to demand a really high contract. So right. I'm more concerned with that, because now there's not a lot of teams that – that I could think of, because now Clowney's still available too for a pass rusher. So, but yeah, I mean, of course, I think that's the biggest concern every Chief fan has right now, is what's going to happen with Chris Jones. But at the end of the day, if he's franchised, he can decide not to sign. He's just going to sit out. I mean,
yeah, that's the only issue I had. But he said that last year, you know, and then they were going to, you know, and he wanted to do his new contract, but then he came to camp. So, and then one thing was concerning is there was a source out there, which I don't know how truth it was, because it just might be smokescreen, but the Chiefs were looking for a second round pick for him. And I don't think it's enough. I mean, even way more than that if you're going to trade him away. And I have it hard to believe that they're going to trade him away. And also too, which I don't know if you saw this kind of weird too, is that there hasn't been any news about Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
Cause tomorrow is officially the day that they were supposed to release him, so they get more cap space. And they didn't do anything. There's no trades, nothing. So I'm very surprised with anything that works. So that makes me believe that they're trying to restructure his deal. And once they restructure his deal, they'll give Chris Jones a fat contract. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen right now. Being optimistic, I guess that's what I want to see. But I think that's what's going on. Because why hasn't anything been done? And it's kind of weird, too. Speaking of receivers going everywhere, Amari Cooper got paid big time for the Cowboys. And you just saw Hopkins – for the Texans, just trade him away to the Arizona Cardinals, because that was the one place I thought Sammy Watkins was going to go. We would try to trade him to the Texans because he teamed up with Deshaun Watson and Hopkins, because they all went to Clemson together. But that didn't happen. And now that Hopkins – what do you think of that? Hopkins going to the Cardinals.
I mean, honestly, like – that is one of the worst – that's one of the worst trades I've ever seen. I do think, though, he was at a point where he had to make something happen, because – Hopkins is due for a big payday, and they're trying to clear room for Watson. But the issue was, is I think he kind of panicked and did something too quickly. I mean, just to get a second round draft pick and David Johnson, which, by the way, he's a really good running back, but he's also a $10 to $12 million guaranteed player. So they're not only are they forking out $10 million for a running back who has had a lot of injury issues, but they only got a second round for Hopkins. I cannot, I, at the minimum, I think they would get a first round draft pick for him, but I'm shocked. That was a
I was
really bad
shocked
trade.
Because he's been an all pro three straight seasons at wide receiver, and I don't think anyone's done. I think they were saying Jim Brown's the last person that went all three seasons all pro and then retired after that. But no one's ever been traded after being an all-pro three straight seasons. And I still can't believe that. I think he's one of the top receivers, top three. I mean, he probably is the best receiver in the league. So I really feel bad for Deshaun Watson now because he's not going to have much to throw at.
Well,
I mean, he's only got but Kenny Stills. And I know they just signed, who was it, Randall Cobb. I mean, that's their backup plan. I mean, they've spent two first-round draft picks to get Tunsil.
Yeah.
You know, like their tackle. That's why I think it's so crazy. Well, so – I think Bill O'Brien, I think, is on his way out after this year. If they don't do anything, I think he's going to be gone.
Well, the thing is that Hopkins, he's the best possession wide receiver in the NFL. Like, if you throw a ball within a foot of his hands or his body, he will catch it. He's got the best hands in the NFL. Hands down, he is a complete stud. And now, Murray, the Cardinals are going to be legit now offensively. They have a lot of weapons. But, yeah, I agree. I think the Texans, they've made a lot of long-term investments that I think that they've reached too far. Tunsil's good, but not to give up two first-round draft picks. And then just to get a second-round return for him, But, again, this is all suiting very well for the Chiefs. That AFC is looking I mean, there's so much more opportunity for the Chiefs to take over this AFC now with that trade as well.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But let's go back to free agency with the Chiefs. So already we know Kendall Fuller left to go to Washington. I think that's going to be kind of a big loss in a way because he was a corner, but he was more of a nickelback player. I think it's kind of going to hurt the Chiefs because I don't know our depth on corners now because we still have Breland still free agency. He hasn't been signed by anybody, and I think a deal's going to happen with him possibly. What do you think about Kendall Fuller leaving? Do you think that's going to be much of an impact?
I think we got our use out of Fuller, but I don't think he was like a lockdown cornerback. He was a good slot guy. He did battle a couple injuries these past 2 years. We did trade him to get Alex Smith. So, I mean, I think overall it was for us. I don't think he's worth the money. I think he got like $40 to $60 million or something like that.
Yeah, he got paid. And I don't think he honestly, I truly think he really wanted to stay in Washington. I'm not saying like he didn't like being at Kansas City, but I mean, he was happy in Washington. He was there and he was doing really well. And then we end up getting him in the trade, but he definitely got paid. I'm you know, happy best wishes to him and good luck with the Washington Redskins. Cause now he gets to play with the new Riviera as a coach. So I think the Redskins are on the rise a little bit. We'll see what happens there. Also we lost a defensive lineman, Abob. I can't ever say his name right. He's the one that tore his pectoral muscle last year. He was leading the Chiefs in sacks before he got injured. So now he's gone. He got paid big time by Miami. So what do you think that means for Chris Jones now? Do you think for sure we have to get Chris Jones? I mean, we're losing everybody on defensive line.
He was a huge force for the Chiefs, and he was on a really friendly deal too. I think he signed like a 1 year prove it deal. So again, we got some really good value out of it. But if you I go back to this. Go back to the most recent dynasty in NFL. It's going to be the Patriots. They had so many players on the cheap. They very rarely do they fork out some big contracts like Fuller got, like the Aguala, whatever his name is, got, or Van Noy, who just recently got with the Dolphins. Like, and I mean Van Noy, who just went to Dolphins. He is a legit linebacker, and they let him walk. So like that's what the Patriots do, and they've been successful for it. That's a Chiefs recipe they have to follow. They have to be able to swallow their pride and let those good players walk because at the end of the day, they got to just do what's best for the team. And unfortunately, that's you're going to see Fuller walk away. You're going to see you might see Sammy Watkins walk away, and you might even see Jones walk away. We just, you know, it's part of the business.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's weird because we haven't heard any rumors or anything about Sammy Watkins in a while. That's why I think they're trying to restructure his deal. I'm like really shocked that they just release him. At tomorrow, I'll be really shocked if they don't try to get anything out of him. I have it hard to believe, but we'll see what happens there. And then also, too, it was surprising. I remember our team was saying our cornerbacks are playing so well or not playing well enough. We need a draft and get new, you know, DBs beginning this year and thought everyone was, you know, just barely getting by. But Charvarius Ward, he ended up was the top earner in his performance based on his pay from 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, can he be our number one corner now? Because he balled out last year. I know he struggled at the beginning, but he did really well towards the end.
I think he can be. I think he's got the length and the speed, and he has the experience and the confidence. Absolutely. We're going to have to. I mean, this we've been saying we need a cornerback since the past, 4 years? Like, there's really never been a year where we're like, oh, we got cornerbacks locked down. So it's kind of the consistent thing, theme we're going to hear. But, yeah, I mean, he's the best we got right now. Unless we make a trade or we get, like, a Harris out of the former Bronco. But, again, with the cap where we're at, you know, we're going to just keep rolling the dice what we have. So, yes, to answer your question, he needs to step up big because right now he's one of, like, the three cornerbacks we have on the roster.
Because speaking of Chris Harris, you've been watching the Honey Badger trying to say, I guess, like, recruit him in a way kind of thing. Do you think that's even a possibility? I mean, I think it might be because Chris, you know, Harris, maybe he'll take a pay cut a little bit. Do you think that's possible? Or do you think it's a long shot?
From the information I've known about Harris is that he is a competitor who likes to win. He also has had ties in the past to Kansas City. I think he's from the area because I know that he was originally a Chief fan growing up. So I think that would be – I wouldn't be shocked to see that because he is 30 years old, so he's not, you know, going to ask for, like, the top dollar of cornerbacks, but he's still going to ask a pretty penny. But it depends. If the Chiefs feel like they don't have any good positions in the draft for those cornerbacks, then I wouldn't be surprised for them to make a move. But I really highly doubt they make a bold move like that in free agency without talking or any updates with Sammy Watkins and Jones. We'll see.
Yeah, I think he's right. I don't know if what's going to happen with that. But there's also two interesting – Zaire Rhodes, the All-Pros cornerback that was released by the Vikings. I don't know if you saw that. Do you think that's a possibility? There's been rumors about that too.
Is he a cornerback or safety?
Cornerback.
Okay, because I think they got rid of a safety too, but that anyone that comes from the Vikings organization is a legit defensive player because they every guy they have on their team in the defense has always been legit. So I would be very intrigued to see if we can pull anyone from the Vikings.
Yeah, because so this is what my take out of the free agency right now with the Chiefs. I think it's be really quiet free agency. I don't think we're going to go money grabbing and get anybody. I mean, so, you know, we can wish for that. But unless they only know Chris Jones wants way too much money and we don't want him and we're going to have to trade him away, that's the only possibility I see. Like, once we trade him away and get picks, then you'll start seeing us forking out cash for everything. I think Chris Jones is the domino that has to fall first.
Here,
and Sammy Watkins, we'll see from there, too.
Here's my thing. And again, it goes back to New England. Tom, they always let people walk, right? There's never a player that's, like, above the team except the greatest player of all time, which is Pat Mahomes. But besides that, I really do think that the Chiefs, like, they have to have a mentality now where, like, if someone is openly tweeting online like Jones has done and Watson has done, if you look in the past, nobody in the Patriots ever did that, ever. So, like, there needs to be some kind of conversation that Veach has where it's like, hey, look, if he's tweeting this and if his mind is not locked in on Kansas City, then we got to make a change because there's going to be teams who are players who want to go play with the Chiefs just because of Pat Mahomes. And, like, that's the leverage we have to have. And if we continue that and everyone buys in, we're going to find those players are a little bit older that are willing to take a pay cut because they want to get a ring. So we'll see, though. You never know.
Yeah. And then the rest of free agency, I know you probably know now, but looks like the Colts, like I was predicting earlier, Phillip Rivers is going to be a Colt for sure now. That was not a shocker to me because I thought he was his former offense coordinator as the head coach, and his former quarterback coach for the Chargers is also an offense coordinator at the Colts. So I thought it was a good fit for them. I think, but at the same time, I thought the Colts, if you're going to go for somebody, I thought you'd go for Tom Brady over Rivers. Were you surprised about it? Would you think they'd go over Rivers over Brady, in your opinion?
Well, to me, I'm more afraid. I think that was the most hair-raising deal that happened in free agency for the Chiefs because I know Phillip Rivers had a really bad year last year, but if you look at all his work he's had in the past couple years, he has never been in a situation with a team that is this well surrounded by him with coaching. I think the coach is really good at the Chargers he's had recently, but this is like he's walking into a really good situation. And I do think because of the familiarity that the coaches had with Philip Rivers, it was a good fit. Plus, as you know, the whole Deflategate, there was no way in hell Tom Brady would walk in there and be a quarterback and win for the Colts. So I'm not surprised.
I thought that beef, I thought it'd be hilarious to see him go to the Colts. But like you said, I don't think it would have happened after the Deflategate scenario. But yeah, I think Philip Rivers would be a good fit for them. I think it's, you know, I feel bad for, what's his name, the quarterback right now that's over there?
Brissett.
Brissett. Because I thought he did decent, you know, but, you know, Philip Rivers would come in, I think, take over, and he's going to have a good offensive line. He's going to have a good defense that's up and coming and weapons. So I think the Colts will be really good next year. And then the other free agency, I don't know if you saw quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater now is going to go over to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
There's a rumor. So now Cam Newton, where does he go? I know they're trying to trade him out, but where do you think he'll land? Do you think the Chargers will go for him now?
I think the Chargers will go for him. I think if the Bucks don't get Tom Brady, I think the Bucks will go after him. I wouldn't be surprised if and this is what I would think would be a smart move if I was a Bears, I would go after him to push Trubisky because you can get Cam Newton on a prove it contract or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised. The Lions, too. You don't know how Stafford's going to be in the next couple years. So I think there's a lot of destinations he would go to, but my first knee-jerk reaction will be the Chargers. But they do like I forgot his name, who they have there. He used to play for the Browns. What's his name?
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. They have and they like Taylor. But, so it's got to be a team that's – that I think that is willing to make those changes and do that. And who knows, he might go to the Redskins. I mean, you never know. That's another, he knows Rivera. Rivera liked him. So I think there's a lot of spots that could be good for Cam.
Yeah. I think honestly, it's funny you said that. I think Cam was going to go to the Redskins. That's what I thought was going to happen. Once I found out that Teddy Bridgewater was going to go to the Carolina,
yeah.
I thought Redskins was the first pick that I thought he would be going to. The Chargers, I think, were trying to get Tom Brady, but apparently the last thing I heard in the news is that they think they didn't give enough good enough pitch. And I think, honestly, if L.A. was desperate, Chargers were desperate because they have that new stadium to fill. They needed someone, a new face, and Tom Brady is not going to be there now. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't see them getting Justin Herbert in the draft, but they're going to need to get something big because, I mean – Teddy Bridgewater would have been great, but he's obviously gone now. I think Tom Brady, though, right now, last that we've heard is he's going to go to Tampa Bay Bucks. Bruce Arians is going to take over, and he's going to have his weapons to throw. I mean, is it going to be weird seeing him in a Buccaneers uniform?
Absolutely, and I think he made the wrong decision. I do. I really think he made the wrong decision because I don't think he realized, as I mentioned before, I don't think he realizes how difficult the NFC is. If you look at the NFC teams now, it is just, it's going to be a bloodbath. Like it is, I think he made a huge disservice of leaving the Patriots to go to the Bucks, which I think he will be signing. I think he made a mistake. If I was him, because either you go to the NFC, which you're going to be a bloodbath with all these great teams, or you go to a team like the Chargers who, yes, you're going to play Pat Mahomes twice a year, but you're going to have to beat Mahomes to get the Super Bowl anyways, so you might as well do it. And brand new stadium. They have arguably the best tools and weapons than any other team besides the Chiefs. If you look at everything they have from their running backs to Eckler to Henry as their tight end, they just franchise tagged to their huge twin tower receivers, and they have a really good defense. Like to me, I think that would have been the better choice for him to win a football games. But I mean, if I was him, I would have rather gone to the Dolphins than the Tampa Bay Bucks because no, I'm serious. Yeah. The Tampa Bay is a really bad market. Their defense was terrible last year. You know, but Arians, he did turn around the Arizona Cardinals and they were legit, but Carson Palmer kept getting injured. So, but yeah, absolutely. It's going to be weird seeing him in a Bucks uniform.
Well, it's funny. You said that the Bucks defense was terrible, but the last six games, they actually were turning it around and did pretty well. You know, at the beginning, they weren't giving a lot of points, but a lot of it was too, because you had Winston throwing so many interceptions that put them in a bad spot. So I think the Bucks are going to be a good team. But like you said, I think they're going to have a hard time going through everything. especially even their division. They're going to have to go through the Saints, play the Saints twice a year, which would be fun to watch. Tom Brady and Drew Brees, two old guys, go at it. So that would be fun to watch. But like you said, I if you went to the Chargers, though, the Chargers, if you see what happened with Phillip Rivers, it made no sense to me for him to go there. Like, yeah, they say he's got all his offensive weapons, but, like, they can't protect the quarterback. Like, he has to be constantly under duress. Like, his tackles were terrible over at Chargers. And I think it's a lot to blame why Rivers didn't have a good year this year. I really think a lot of it was because he had no time. And so that's why I didn't think he would go there. And, you know, so I was just shocked. I didn't think Tampa was even an option, to be honest. I thought he was going to go to Tennessee. And I was shocked that Tennessee forked all that money on Tannehill.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
What do you think about that?
That's a mistake. Tannehill, I think he threw average 80 yards in the last, like, six games for the Titans. I mean, and you're not going to pay. I know it's really bad to pay a bunch of money to your running back, but if they don't sign Henry, like, what are they going to do? Like, they're going
to
have.
What I thought they were going to do, I thought they were going to pay Henry and franchise tag Tannehill to do another prove it year. But they did the opposite, which doesn't make sense to me that you paid Tannehill all that money. I know you don't want to pay a lot of money to running backs. I get that. I think the new norm now is that we'll get you on a rookie contract, run you for 5 years, and then get rid of you. I don't think there's ever going to be a – like, you look at Todd Gurley. He's going through all these issues. Zeke Elliott, he didn't do crap this year. Like, he's just like everyone that's paid big time. Le'Veon Bell. I know you didn't have a really good offensive line to work with at the Jets, but everyone who's had their second contract as a running back, they've busted. Larry Johnson, go back to Larry Johnson. We had him back. I was all stoked. We finally signed him, and he was garbage after that. So it's just like, I don't, it's like he said, it's hard to do with a running back to want to pay him or not. And everyone has to pay their quarterbacks, you know, crap load of money just to keep them on the roster and not to have them go anywhere. But you know, and then there's the rumors floating around that San Francisco was never a rumor that Tom Brady could have went to, but I think that ship has sailed. So
here's my thing. I'm okay with the Titans doing what they did if they had a plan, but I feel like they don't have a plan. If Henry is not in your lineup, you are not going to win any ball games. It's one thing if they signed a couple running backs quickly, or they added some wide receivers to give Tannehill some extra, you know, weapons, but if you're going to pay Tannehill, who had one good season his entire career, which he did have a good year, but again, if it wasn't for Henry, they wouldn't be anywhere. So for me, I think that that was a bad move. But I mean, I think you would have been safe to, even if you bring Rivers into Tennessee, I think that would have been just as good of a decision. Or I think he could easily just do as well Rivers can do as Tannehill. But I mean, to me, again, I just feel like that was not – they're going to regret that decision when Henry either doesn't show up for the Titans or walks and they don't have a running back, because then they're stuck with that. I think that was a bad decision.
Yeah, I really thought that's where Brady was going to go, with Tennessee. And so when I saw them sign him so early, I'm like, wow, okay. So
that would have been scary.
So now that's where I thought it would have been scary, because you had a great running game and now you have Tom Brady, who will be, you know – himself, Tom Brady, throwing the pocket, throwing more accurate throws. So, but, you know, this whole free agency is going crazy. The first couple of days, we'll see what happens coming up, you know, tomorrow. We'll see, you know, what happens with Sammy Watkins. Maybe Chris Jones signs his fat contract. I don't know. But then the NFL draft is still on. It's the only thing in sports that we talk about right now, because everything's, like, not going on because of coronavirus.
Right.
So, I don't know. What else is going to happen now?
Well, there's also one thing that we haven't talked about, which I thought was pretty intriguing, is the Oakland Raiders signing Mariota. That was pretty interesting, because there was also rumors that they're trying to get Tom Brady over there. I think Marcus Mariota would be I think he's a good fit for a prove it, you know, potentially to push, Carr a little bit harder to get him going. So that was pretty interesting. I saw from a free agency move. Also, I liked what the Dolphins have been doing. They picked up some two legit defensive players.
So they went out and paid money on their corner. There's a funny meme. You remember Dumb and Dumber, where he's like, has all that money, and he's like, here's your money for you, here's money for you. So someone has him in a Miami Dolphin uniform, and he's just like handing out money to everybody. Because, like, seriously, they just forked out so much cash just recently paying all these free agents. So definitely Miami – and they have all those draft picks coming up, too. So they did tank, But at the same time, they're forking over the dough right now, and they're getting – they got two of the – arguably Byron – what's his name? Byron Jones, I think he was. He was the Dallas Cowboys corner or safety. They have him now. And they also got their linebacker, Van Noy, and the defensive linemen. They have a bunch of defensive linemen now. So I honestly think Miami's going to have something to prove next year. I think the Bills will probably ultimately win that division because I don't see the Patriots doing anything. Like, who does the Patriots turn to not quarterback? Because they have Sigum, I think his name is. Like, what's their backup plan? Because is Andy Dalton going to go over there? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
You can never doubt the greatest coach of all time. I'm serious because if you – I watched this series on him when he was talking with Bill Parcells. That guy's been in so many Super Bowls. Like, he's been at 7 as a New England. I think he was in 4 when he was coaching the Giants. Like, and plus, you have to keep in mind, they have arguably the best defense coming back next year. Of course, they're going to have a huge hole at quarterback. But there's been a lot of people talking great about that backup quarterback. Obviously, he hasn't proven anything. He hasn't played any tough games. But I do think, like they always do, they find a way to win. They find guys in the cheap. I wouldn't be surprised if they get Andy Dalton. Again, he doesn't make – when he has a decent thing around him, he also has pretty good numbers for an overall quarterback. He could be a good bridge quarterback because, again, they draft – let's see here. They draft 23rd overall. So, yeah, 23rd overall. There's a lot of opportunity for them to get someone late in the draft, whether it's that the guy from Utah State, the quarterback from Oregon. Love. Yeah, you know who I'm really worried if they get is the guy from Oklahoma, Hurts, because he is a good system quarterback. He can run the football kind of like Lamar Jackson, and he's nothing but a winner. And that I don't know if he'll be drafted in the first round, but
that's something to look
you can at. Never. And again, that division is so bad, but
yeah, but
you never know with the Bills and Dolphins if they get their stuff together.
I mean, the Bills and Dolphins. You got to remember the Jets. Like, I don't know what the Jets are doing, but like. They got, no. I mean, I still don't know with Sam Darnold what he's going to do. I know he's having mono now, so maybe a full season under him. Maybe we'll see what happens. Le'Veon Bell's still there. I mean, they still have offensive weapons. Their defense is okay. I mean, they beat the crap out of the Raiders that helped us out early in the season. So I know the Jets will be a wrecking crew too. But looking at the AFC West, I mean, Chargers, they got Tyrod Taylor, for sure not quarterback. They're drafting pretty high, so we'll see what they do. Raiders, like you said, interesting. Marcus Mariota now is over there, and they have Derek Carr, and they have a bunch of draft picks too. So it's going to be really interesting, this draft. Like, I'm really looking forward because already this free agency has been kind of wild. Everyone's been changing, you know, teams. So I expect a lot of trades in the draft, to be honest. And then we'll see what happens with the Chiefs pick up because – I really think we need some middle linebackers in there. I know we just had Damian Wilson. We extended his – we signed him up. So we have him longer. But we still have Hitchens and everything else too. But do you think that's what we need to go pick up for first is pick up a linebacker? Or, I think really best player available. What do you think?
I mean, think the Chiefs, with the team they have, they just need to find value in offensive line and defensive line. We do have two tackles that are about 2 or 3 years out of their end of their contracts. Defensive line, if we lose Jones, we're going to have to find someone to fill that gap. And obviously the next thing would be like a cornerback. But I think from I'd say priority-wise, offensive line, defensive line, and if we do lose Sammy Watkins, it would be nice to find another receiver in maybe the fourth, fifth round later in the draft that we can use. But for the most part, I just think it needs to be offensive line, defensive line.
My opinion. Middle, I think we need the middle, like guards and tackle. And I mean, it's obviously you're going to put money where to protect Mahomes. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. I know Leach will probably find some one-year deals with the defensive lineman because Spags likes to not spend so much money on his defensive line. I know they like his systems, usually it's more on the linebackers and corners. So we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, you know, trying to survive in this coronavirus era. I mean, I know everyone's probably sick of talking about it, but it is still weird to me that you can't go anywhere and it just being locked up in your home. It's just weird. Like, I'm already getting antsy. It's only been day 3. And that's another thing too. I posted something as a joke on Facebook, like on story, saying, "Oh, you know, we're like quarantine day one." And then all these people started asking me, "Do you have the coronavirus?" I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't have posted that. This is a joke." But everyone's concerned about that. But I don't have the coronavirus. So, you know, if we have family over, or whatever, you know, if we want to get together, I know right now we're doing the call, but I don't have the coronavirus yet. But we probably will get
it. We're all going to get it. We're all going to get it. We're going to survive it. And what we need to do is we need to show up in random places and like grocery stores and just start act like we're vomiting and coughing all over the place.
Okay. So this is what happened to me today. Renee went in and, you know, went into the store and I was sitting in the car with the kids all in the car and then the windows down. And there's this guy coming next to the car and I started just coughing. The look on his face, thinking that I had the, I mean, I wish I had took a picture because it was just too funny. And then there's so many people going into, God, what's that grocery store called? When you guys go to every once in a while too, it's like a health nut place. Sprouts. So there's all these crazy people, you know, they'll have to have their organic stuff. And so I see all these people wearing gloves, masks, going in there, and I'm just like, good God. Like, it's just
– You know, we better be careful, Scott, because we're going to get bad karma in, like, 2 weeks. Our podcast is trending, and we're dead.
But anyways.
Well, but you know what? We're champions, Skyler. Yeah. We're the defending Super Bowl champions, and, bring on the coronavirus.
And if it's the end of the world, we can say we were the last champions. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, so –
I could show off my – I'm going to be buried with my 6 championships T-shirts that I bought and my 4 hats that say champions on them.
I've been wearing sweats and a Chiefs sweatshirt every day pretty much now since we've been locked in here. So probably have to figure out what to do with the kids tomorrow. I've been trying to get some work done, but I know it's been kind of hard. But anyways, well, thanks for doing this call. We'll have to get together again, do this again, probably talk about this again before the draft. And all everyone else, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. And once again, this is the world champions, Kansas City Chiefs. So that's all I gotta say.
Everybody stay safe out there. Wash your hands and hope all your families are safe during this time. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out, and again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs!